First of all, it's coronavirus, so it's not open to the public. And members are advised to bring their own mask, bring your own drinks. I got my water and my coffee. Make sure you've all checked your body temperature and completed the form. If anybody's in the room that hasn't done so, please let me know now. Okay, everybody's done their formalities. Good. I welcome members from the government here. Rico Tang, senior town planner, has taken over. Thank you. Yeah, welcome, Rico. So we've taken over from Vincent Wong, and you know, we hope and I trust that we'll have a positive, constructive relationship with you as much as we had it with Vincent. Vincent has been very supportive of our work. Elaine Kwan for Lands Department, Olivia Chu for Lands Department, Carrie Tang here for CDD, and Ms. Lo Kit-Chung for the Housing Manager, Housing Department. Correct, yep. So thanks all for attending. Each member, please speak for a maximum of 2 minutes so that we can stick to our time schedule. Let me know if you leave early. For the agenda, before I start the agenda item one, there is the issue of the agenda itself. So we have an agenda in front of us, which, let me see where it is. Where is my agenda? Ah, here is my agenda. Okay, so please note that there was an agenda item that was raised and is not here, and that was done by circulation, so I think it was an agenda raised by the Vice Chairman, and there was a response from the Secretariat. I think we can invite both to briefly speak on this, and then we can I seek your agreement on my proposal to defer. Mr. Peng, what are the questions you're asking in your letter to us? Mr. Peng, what are the questions you're asking?
其他走線方案，咁我有個問題就問第一條，就係政府能唔能夠提供四號幹線嘅其他走線方向嘅研究咧？咁呢條問題可能運輸局或者即係運輸署或者發展局可以即係回覆一下。第二條問題就政府指開括弧現時駕駛者可以經香港仔隧道及薄扶林道往來香港仔田灣與堅尼地城，運輸署會繼續監察交通情況，並會視乎交通情況延伸到四號幹線的需要。山庫，咁政府預期明日大嶼會為香港仔隧道同埋薄扶林道增加嘅交通流量係點樣呢？第三條問題就係即係呢個研究嘅範圍包括咗呢個興建新鐵路接駁到港島線堅尼地城站。預計即政府預計會喺個港島線同埋南港島線帶來幾多嘅載客量呢？第四條問題就包括就研究包括中部水域興建呢個千公頃嘅人工島，加上海平面即加速上升，以及極端天氣變得更加頻密同埋加強，會唔會導致即係南區？因為我哋都屬於一啲嘅有啲地方係低洼地區，譬如我哋即係南區嘅大口環啊、海怡半島啊、石澳啊等等嘅水位上升咧。啊，點樣確保南區近岸嘅居民或者其他建築物有能力即係抵禦到嗰個暴風潮同埋颱風湧浪帶入？海水大陸的入侵呢？咁第五條問題，政府稱計劃能為市區重建提供所需的重置空間，政府預計人工島能夠提供多少個單位，比南區受影響 重建的居民居住呢？最後一條問題，政府稱就計劃將創造20萬個就業職位，當中預計有多少會從南區遷往人工島呢？對南區有什麼經濟影響呢？都是主席，就主要這6條的問題。
OK, thank you Mr. Peng, that's a comprehensive set of questions you've asked. On the issue of whether or not this is ultra-virus or within virus, for the council to discuss this, can I ask the secretary to explain their position?
主席，咁正如喺會前秘書處出俾各位，即係出俾主席同埋各位委員嘅電郵啦。咁其實政府嗰個睇法都好清晰㗎啦。咁秘書處就冇嘢補充啦，唔該。
Okay, I understand that you do not want to further discuss this. So I think we'll have to come up with a different mechanism for addressing the valid questions raised by Mr. Peng. I must say, I've been with the council for 10 years. In March 2016, we discussed here the abolition of Primary 3 TSA, and we discussed the Hong Kong Smart City. And the use of eCert, which HCI raised, the other one was raised by Arnok Hin. On 19 May 2016, we discussed the public engagement exercise on retirement protection. On 16 March 2017, we discussed Hong Kong 2030 and towards planning a vision and strategy transcending 2030 that was raised by the Development Bureau and the Planning Department regarding, among others, Lam Sau. 11 January 2018, there was a motion debate about supported implementation of co-location arrangement at the Hong Kong section of the Guangzhou Central and Shenzhen Hong Kong Express Rail Link. Motion debate moved at that time by some members of the pro-establishment, Mr. Chan Fu Ming, Ms. Lam Kam Fai, and Ms. Lam Yuk Chun. On the 4th of July 2019, that was never discussed because there was no quorum, but a motion was accepted on requesting the Hong Kong government to completely withdraw the fugitive offenders and mutual legal assistance in criminal matters. 5 September 2019, enhanced the function of district councils, realized district-led administration, an item raised by Ms. Yan Pauline was discussed. So we have discussed these kind of items. For the record, that is done. But we deal with the fact that the secretary would walk out if I would force a discussion now. So we shall not discuss this. But what I like to do and propose to members is the following. I propose that we collate the questions that have been raised by Mr. Peng. If there are other members who have questions that we should ask government, then we can write to government. So rather than discuss it, we agree to collate the questions, write to government, and ask government to answer the questions. Rather than debate it here, if they don't want to debate, then we can definitely ask questions. Every member of the public has a right to ask questions. We can do so under the Code of Access to Information that the government has. So I suggest that we collate the questions. So may I propose that the questions raised by Mr. Peng will be passed to the Secretariat. The questions that anybody else has can be added. If anybody has any questions regarding Lantau Vision tomorrow, that should be added to the list for Mr. Michael Peng. If I'm the first one to start off, I'd like to add in visual impact for the residents of the Southern District, because as you can imagine, my residents, looking just across the water, they have a significant visual impact of Lantau, and they are afraid of this. So, and they ask me every day, what is it going to be to my house and my view? So I think it's a valid question to ask government. So with those questions, Mr. Michael Peng and myself, are anybody else has other questions that they want to add to the list of questions to ask? Any members? Any questions regarding Lantau in addition to the development, the questions from Mr. Michael Peng that we should ask?
Yeah, Mr. Angus. 其實上次咧都講過啦，即係啱啱 Michael 都問過一堆問題啦，關於個交通嘅一個嘅研究啦。咁其實我諗咧就其實嗰份嘅一啲嘅可行性研究啊，關於堅尼地城啊，連接南區嘅嗰個交通嘅狀況咧，其實 是必須要上嚟嚟到去，即係必須要有一啲嘅書面嘅解釋嘅，因為其實嗰份報告始終有好多嘅空間咧，都係比較專業啦，比較嚟到去難讓我哋議員們啊，以至到係讓居民嚟到去理解到而家嘅即係對於個交通嘅一個嘅弊處，所以就都希望可以多少少著墨係有關於佢嗰份嘅可能性評估嘅嗰個嘅解釋咯。即係不定不能係有四號幹線，以至到冇四號幹線嘅一個嘅對於交通嘅影響嚇。因為我見過問題就問集中問有四號幹線，咁我諗冇都應該要處理一下嘅，係咯。
Okay. Angus, could I, to help the secretary, would you mind phrasing the exact questions? And I will ask all members that after we have you've expressed your view on that, the questions, maybe you could help with phrasing it so we can actually collate the list and assist with the phrasing of the questions to be asked. Next member, to Ben, what questions would you like to add to the list?
好，咁啊，亦都要提翻一個情況啊。四號幹線前稱就七號幹線啦，一直咧都係喺翻我選區華貴裏邊咧嘅居民一個夢魘嚟嘅。點解咧？因為喺華貴嘉宏苑未起之前咧，已經話有一條嘅路咧，就係好似東區走廊咁樣，從呢個嘅電話盒旁道起啦，跟住就係四號幹線嗰個起步點，然後就沿翻條海邊咧，就出翻去呢個嘅堅尼地城附近嘅。咁啊，一直以嚟呢三十幾年咧，就話起唔起，跟住一路拖。就拖到去2019年咧，就話嗰塊地就會將佢做翻做公園，終於喺2019年嘅9月先至叫做公園啦。咁安定咗唔夠一年左右，跟住突然間四號幹線又死而復生，又翻翻上嚟，呢個夢魘繼續喺我哋嘅居民生活裏邊出現咧，係一個好大嘅頭痛嘅問題。尤其是南大陸徑已經俾地鐵去租咗去用，跟住而家都係公園啦，居民用得好好，好多街坊其實我每日落區都係喺翻南大陸徑來往咧，去生活咧，去退休咧，去安享晚年嘅。咁如果四號幹線真係死灰復燃嘅話咧，真係會實實在在影響到南區居民嘅生活啦，佢嘅未來嘅發展同埋佢嗰個嘅情況，尤其是交通上面，亦都現實咁講，如果政府真係推呢個嘅計劃，陽明大嶼嘅計劃咧，冇四號幹線，個交通流量就堆壓咗喺薄扶林道上面，而薄扶林道到今天嗰個可以做到嘅加強個交通嘅話咧，其實係非常之困難，咁所以咧。我絕對相信四號幹線如果真係出現嘅時候，我哋第一個就即刻彈起啦，係啦，就話翻俾你聽，唔要真係同翻南區居民去講個情況。唔單止係嗰個生活啦，景觀啦，嗰個噪音啦，呢啲嘅情況，我相信東區走廊遇到嗰啲居民遇到嘅情況，將會係因為四號幹線帶翻俾華貴嘉宏苑嘅街坊，以至沿岸一帶受影響嘅居民，嗰啲都係南區嘅居民嚟嘅。多謝你。
So Ben, if I summarize that, it's the risk of Route 4 implementation or demand for Route 4 to come back with the implementation of Lantau. We'll record that. If you like to also phrase the question so exactly the way you like it to be asked and submit it, and we can add it to the list. Thank you. Philip Yim, your question to be added to the list.
唔該，主席。想知道翻咧，其實政府其實會唔會都遞交翻相關environmental impact 嘅一啲文件俾我哋啦？咁同埋咧，相關 impact 其實會影響到個我哋南區居民嘅生計嘅，因為其實好多南區居民好多都係漁民嚟嘅，咁啊影響咗嗰個水質啦，咁啊個填海嘅過程裡面，咁會令到嗰個魚排或者元朗嘅啲魚捕近岸捕魚嘅都會有啲受損啦。咁其實呢個 social impact 或者係嗰個即係就業上面嘅一個影響咧，其實即係政府會唔會已經有個研究？咁而家政府都會唔會即係提交翻相關嘅文件俾本會做參考咧？唔該，主席。
Thank you. I think that question is very clear. In you're looking at the benefit and impact on fishermen. Again, please submit your written questions for accuracy. James, you please.
多謝主席。咁我就有一個問題，都同阿彭議員個議程第四項，即係第四條問題有相關嘅，就係因為其實我係希望政府，即係我哋去信問政府嗰陣時候，政府可以提供到即係有關呢一個項目明日大嶼呢個項目嘅相關嘅例如環評報告之類嘅，因為我非常之擔心嘅嘢就係、是、即係萬一呢一個工程令到水位上升嗰陣時咧，就會對一啲即係低洼地方，即係特別海怡嘅話，都有造成嘅一定嘅風險。甚至如果一啲報告相關出咗話，真係會令到水位上升嘅話，咁究竟因此而造成嘅，即係因此而颱風造成加劇咗嗰、那個對海怡嘅一啲私人地方嘅建築物嘅損害，即係究竟嗰個到時個處理會係點嘅？我都希望政府會有一個喺信中入邊會有一個回應。
Clear question about impact on hydrology and water levels. Ocean Chen, your question, again, please, James, submit your question. Ocean.
好，多謝主席。我就不是問問題的，我是想講回究竟為什麼不可以傾得。我見到彭卓琪議員的議程呢，第二題是寫到明政府指現時駕駛者可以經香港仔隧道去前往香港仔田灣堅尼地城的，其實這件事應該是從一個政府文件引述出來的，即是說連份政府文件都這樣寫，寫是關於我們南區的時候，是難以理解為什麼不可以在南區區議會談這件事。我明白阿波現在的做法就是我們目標為本，等各部門去答下問題啦，但是在議會的層面上面是應該要給我們作為南區區議員去談回件事的。如果不談，那應該是這樣說，那其他區又可以談，這個寫到明是關我們南區事，但我們南區的 DO 說不可以談，那就是怎樣啊？犯了國安法的，他現在阻礙行政，如果是這樣傾都唔得，係咪要咁樣去舉報佢先？即係我覺得件事係唔合理嘅。自己政府文件寫係關於南區嘅，但係我哋南區區議會唔傾得啊！我係想帶翻依一點出嚟。多謝主席。
I think that's a very clear point. As chairman, I have proposed and decided to move in this way because I believe that by establishing the questions that everybody has and collating them, we then have the questions to ask the government, and then once we have responses and the questions are clearly identified, then again we can consider whether this deferred item will be discussed at a next meeting. But I like to see what the list of questions is so we can make a decision and when we for the next meeting whether it will be an agenda item. We best do that with the evidence of the questions that members have, because I'm sure you reflect the questions that the public and our constituencies have. With that, I'll proceed as I set out, and I think Angus, and then Tiffany, and then Kelvin. Angus, you had questions to add?
多謝主席，這個是即是都是一個第二個問題，其實有少少承接了向施力的問題上，因為其實始終即其實除了講的是對於漁民的那個的作業的影響之外，其實即今次這個的即這個明日大嶼的工程，那它對於低洼地區有影響的時候，那到底它會不會對於香港仔的避風塘裡面的一些的嘅建設啊、泊位啊等等嘅依一啲方向係有個影響嘅咧，咁以至到係嚟緊有更加多嘅商業嘅活動係有機會嚟到去發展嘅時候，咁其實對於避風塘嘅影響係啲乜嘢嘢咧？咁都即到底係點樣影響咧？都好希望喺呢一方面係能夠可以承接啱啱 Philip 嘅嗰個嘅環境評估度再問清楚少少。
Thank you. That's a very clear question, but please give us the text. Tiffany?
Thank you, Chairman. 問題很簡單的，主要是針對 Michael 那份議程的第三條問題，即主要 focus 在港鐵部分，因為講緊就是即 呢個 project 佢嗰個研究範圍包括係起一個新鐵路連接堅尼地城站。咁講咧，堅尼地城站同南港島線本身之後如果連結的話咧，因為講緊而家準備要即係開始開展緊呢個南港島線西段嘅proposal 啊咁樣。咁講緊依家東段係只有三卡車嘅載客量嘅時候，究竟如果要夾硬去推行呢樣嘢嘅時候，到時運輸署啊，或者係發展局啊，甚至係規劃上面咧，有幾多個即係有幾大嘅可能性可以負荷到額外嘅載客量？咁呢、這個不過運輸署今日冇代表喺度，未必答到問題，但係希望遲啲係可以回應翻呢一個問題，因為講緊南區好多街坊都好在意、好著緊，就係港鐵嘅發展啦，咁樣係啦，咁所以呢個都希望部門之後會回應翻嘅，唔該主席。
That's a very crystal clear question, Tiffany. Can you please submit the exact wording to be added to the list? Kelvin is the last one on our list today.
Thank you, Chairman. 都係一個additional question 啦。咁就基本上我諗大家記得八九十年代玫瑰園計劃嗰陣時咧，咁起身機場啦，同埋附近嘅維港兩岸大肆填海咧，政府係有做過水流測試嘅。咁就想問一問今次政府有冇做過相關嘅modeling 啦？咁因為東北寮海峽咧係一個非常繁忙嘅航道嚟嘅，咁我就即係基本上驚啲水流變急而令到航海南區航海安全有個影響，咁我想問問相關嘅問題，唔該曬。
Right, that's a question. So if that's the list of questions we have today, then I will invite the secretary to help us collate the questions. I ask everybody to make the submission so that we help Milton. We don't to make him the task of summarizing our questions. So let's help Milton in final, and then we'll can send a letter off to Development Bureau with the specific questions. We then see what the responses are, and we can then decide on whether the deferred item is put forward for the next meeting or not. If that process is agreed, then I move on to the agenda proper. The agenda proper now is the confirmation of the draft minutes. I've not received any comments, isn't it, Milton? No comments. So thank you to the secretary for doing such excellent job. Nobody had any complaints, so that's good. With that, minutes are accepted. If that's done, there are matters arising from the minutes that are not necessarily in the progress report. Milton and I just went before the meeting, went through it, and we double-checked, and I think there was one item not in the progress report. So all the items are in the progress report, and the issue that's not in the progress report is that we had a response from WSD that they had issued 109 repair notices in the Southern District during a period from 1 October 2019 to 30 September 2020 to request consumers to repair leaking water mains and resolve leakage problems of private water mains. So that is a response. Now, WSD is not a standing member of this committee, and on that basis, Milton has not added it to the progress report. I'm asking members whether these water problems should be a standing item in our progress reports. Although WSD would not be in our meeting, but we can monitor the progress of problems with water issues. Is there any member who wishes to see it in the progress report as a regular item? Do you leave it up to me to decide, Philip?
Yeah, 多謝主席。就翻薄扶林南公營房屋發展個 item 咧，我見而家最新嘅文件寫到咧就係2027年先開始陸續入伙，咁因為其實一路政府嘅講法都係2026年嘅，我想知道其實而家延後一年嗰個原因，唔該主席。
Okay, so Philip, we will discuss it under the progress report. I'm on the matters arising for the minutes currently. So that's an item that's in the progress report. So we can discuss it. And my only question is, WSD is not in the progress report. Milton's view was because there is no standing member of water services here, supplies here, yet not included it. But if it's an issue of regular concern for members, then I'll add it onto the progress report. Philip? Yes? Add it onto the progress report? Water supplies as an issue? No? Okay, we'll leave it outside the progress report. If it becomes another agenda item in the future, then we can reconsider whether it's a standing item for our progress report.